Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we return to our doxology, Paul's doxology in Romans chapter 16, the last three verses. It says, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience of the faith, to God alone wise, be glory through Christ Jesus forever. Amen." Well, we've been camping on this without apology, because there's an awful lot here. And the more you look at it, the more you realize this is a complex statement, but it is filled with instruction for those who will take the time to dig into it, to wrestle with it, to pull it apart, to put it back together, to look at it carefully. Now, Paul is talking about the gospel establishing believers. And the question is, how is this accomplished? How does the gospel establish Christians? We understand how the gospel evangelizes sinners, but we don't understand how the gospel establishes Christians, or we don't understand that as well. And I have been laboring to show you that it does so, number one, by strengthening our understanding of sound doctrine. And I have sounded that note long and hard, and again, without apology, because we live in a day when there is such a de-emphasis upon sound doctrine, upon even appreciation for doctrine, let alone distinguishing between sound doctrine and unsound doctrine. I mean, we just live in an emotional age in which so many people want to define and experience their Christianity in terms of how I feel rather than what I understand, what I know, what I think, what I comprehend, but it's more what I feel. And I'm convinced that in the main, the pendulum in Christianity in America today has swung way too far to the emotional side, which is not to say that there aren't some people who are overemphasizing the intellectual side and so forth, because both dangers are there. That's exactly what we're trying to address by looking at this text very carefully. How does the gospel establish us? Number one, by strengthening our understanding of sound doctrine. But number two, by invigorating our devotion to Christ. And that I talked about on the broadcast yesterday, but I take that to be the primary thrust of this second phrase. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. To establish you according to my gospel, I take that to mean an understanding, a comprehension of the gospel in its fuller details. Paul makes this statement after writing the book of Romans, after giving us Romans chapters 1 through 11, the whole 11 chapters, the first 11 chapters of Romans that all have to do with a doctrinal understanding of the gospel. A thorough understanding of doctrines like justification, propitiation, redemption, and sanctification, as well as election, predestination, and so forth. These are difficult concepts. These are theological concepts. These are biblical concepts. This is what Paul is teaching in the book of Romans. This is the way that Paul explains the gospel. If you don't understand what these things are, you don't have a very good understanding of the gospel. That's what I've been trying to say to you for the last several broadcasts. Are you listening? Is it getting through to you? How important it is that we understand the gospel, not just in its childhood level, but in its mature adult level. But that is not all. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel, and, number two, the preaching of Jesus Christ. And I take that to mean the warm emotion that fills our souls when Christ is being set before us in the preaching of Christ, in the preaching of the gospel, in the preaching of the Word of God. When the person and work of Christ is set before us, when the loveliness of Christ is set before us in His beauty, in His humility, in His servitude, in His sacrifice, in His wisdom, in His glory, in His power, in His grandeur. Oh, you can talk about Christ endlessly and never exhaust the subject. And God's true people, born-again Christians, always are greatly warmed by the preaching of Jesus Christ. It makes us love Him more. It makes us feel closer to Him. It gives us an emotional warmth in our relationship with Christ, and that helps to establish us. We need that going on continually, and so Paul is talking about that here. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. But then there's a third thing here that we're going to talk about in today and in the broadcast to come. And the third way that the gospel establishes believers, listen to me, is by enhancing our comprehension of the Old Testament. What? Where'd you get that? Come again? Say that again? How does the gospel establish believers? What are you saying, Greg Barkman? You said by enhancing our comprehension of the Old Testament. Where do you get that here? Okay, listen to it again. Romans 16:25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. But here's the third one. According to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. Now there's where the concept of a comprehension of the Old Testament comes in. It's in that last part of verse 25 and verse 26. Paul refers here to the mystery. According to the revelation of the mystery, kept secret since the world began. What is a mystery? In Bible language, a mystery is some truth previously hidden but now revealed. What Paul is talking about is a new Christological understanding of the Old Testament. What do I mean by that? Well, now that Christ has come, God's people have a much fuller understanding of the gospel than the Old Testament saints had before the coming of Christ. We have a much fuller understanding of God's plan of redemption. We have a much better basis by which to understand what the Old Testament scriptures were saying. They told about the coming of Christ. They proclaimed Christ. They illustrated Christ in ceremonies and types and shadows, but it was still all in part, not in whole, but in part a mystery. There was a lot that could not, that was not understood and could not be understood because it could not be understood until Christ came. It was hidden truth until God chose to reveal it. Until the fullness of the time came, and God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, And when that time came that Christ would come and reveal himself, then there is a whole new revelation of truth. There's a whole new revelation of God. Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. The fullness of God encompassed in the body of a man. Well, that's quite a revelation. The Old Testament saints didn't have that opportunity. They didn't have that revelation of God, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. They didn't have what we have. The writer of Hebrews said, God, and I'm quoting now from the King James because almost all of my memorization is from the Old King James. So when I quote Scripture, it's going to be Old King James in most cases. And the writer of Hebrews said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Do you understand the fuller revelation of the Son? The Son revelation is superior to the revelation of the prophets. Now, the revelation of the prophets was revelation. That was God speaking to men. But now there's a fuller revelation. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now, Jews in the first century are a reminder of the dangers of rejecting divine revelation because of religious instruction. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is when Saul, as he was then, was struck down on the Damascus Road and personally introduced to Jesus Christ, and now realized and understood that Jesus of Nazareth, the man Jesus, was indeed the Christ, something that Paul had stoutly resisted up until that time of the Damascus Road. When that was revealed to Paul, he now had a whole new understanding of the Old Testament Scriptures. Paul's Old Testament interpretation was radically changed, because now he saw the Old Testament Scriptures from the standpoint of Christ who had come. When he was still looking for the Christ to come, because he didn't believe Jesus was the Christ, then his understanding of Old Testament Scriptures was different than it became when he understood that Jesus was the Christ. And it was murky. It was cloudy. But once he understood that Jesus was the Christ, that changed everything. And the gospel will either change your understanding of the Old Testament, or your misunderstanding of the Old Testament will impair your ability to properly understand the gospel. And I'll have to wait until tomorrow to give you some concrete examples. Well, I can mention some. Mormons, Herbert W. Armstrong, Seventh-day Adventists. I hope I'm not offending any of you, but these are examples of people whose misunderstanding of the Old Testament, I'm convinced, impairs their ability to comprehend the gospel. If you don't understand the Old Testament aright, you won't understand the gospel aright. If you don't let New Testament revelation help you to properly understand and interpret the Old Testament, you'll never understand it aright. And so that will help to establish you. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.